With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Farmers aren't the only ones preparing for the spring planting season. Researchers at the Carrington Research Extension Center in Central North Dakota are doing the same. Mike Osley is the director at the Carrington Research Extension Center. Osley says he's excited about their research work, but is focused on lupins.
The development of lupins as a potential crop for North Dakota, something that we're breeding right here at the Carrington Research Extension Center, happy to see that not only are we developing these new varieties, but there's also supports on the buyer's end to where lupins are becoming more and more popular as a food ingredient in the world. And so we kind of have this great opportunity now to have a new crop available for the region that's also has a coinciding demand on the market side. Just a beautiful crop to see out in the field.
As for when those varieties might be available for interested growers,
the varieties that we're developing, we're looking at probably 2 years out from release of a variety. And these will be the first varieties developed in all of North America for white lupins. So we're really excited to have them out there. But there are also other opportunities for some European varieties that can be grown in some parts of the U.S. and Canada.
Osley says they're also doing some work with white sorghum.
We've made a lot of crosses in white sorghum to try and develop more cold-tolerant varieties that are short season to be able to provide that alternate cropping option. And I think especially for those areas that are drier, still looking for that high yield potential with less water use. Sorghum, I think, has a good fit. And we're working with white sorghum specifically so that there are, again, food grade contracts out there, but already in their area for white sorghums. Mm-hmm. So that could provide a value added market for some people that might be interested in growing the sorghum.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.